everybody. Welcome to the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Frank Array, with my co-host, Janice Jackson in the Vacaville area. How are you doing, Janice?
I'm fine. How are you, Frank?
You know what? I'm just fabulous. I want to talk about interest rates. What do you think?
Ooh, yes, they're a little bit rough, but there's always solutions.
There is. I'm glad you said that. There's always solutions. This is exactly what I want to talk about. We've seen rates kind of get a little better, right? Over the past, oh, I don't know, Janice, what has it been, 4 or 6 weeks, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, they kind of got a little better because they were kind of slumping for.
Yes. Around Valentine's, everybody was popping hearts because it was perfect.
Yeah. And so then it kind of got a little better. We'll date today. Today is March 12th, just for reference. So depending when you're listening to this or watching this, what have you, things change on a moment's notice. So what we're saying today probably doesn't apply to where you're, you know, when you're listening to this or watching this, but it might be even better. Who knows? But just for perspective, that's why we wanted to talk about this. For example, of course I do mortgages with Mortgage Masters of California, your real estate professional, First Realty and Investments in Vacaville. And I was doing a pre-approval for someone, and full disclosure, I'm going to give people that are listening a rate range, right? I'm not quoting an actual rate because by law I would have to do APRs and quote all kinds of terms and all that kinds of, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to give you a rate range here. So I don't have to get into all those details, but some buyers getting pre-qualified, Janice, you know, they were thinking they were going to get somewhere in the high sixes for an FHA loan. But with a seller credit that we could negotiate, they're going to be able to get into the high fives, right? And instead of the high sixes, Janice, is it still plausible to get seller credits for something like that?
Absolutely. When I go on a listing today, that's one of the main concerns from the seller is, you know, hey, my neighbor down the street, that house is sitting. And it's a way to overcome the situation of today. You know, number one, people are buying homes today knowing that they're going to have to refinance unless they get something like on their purchase side, unless they get some money to buy down that rate permanently or do a 2-1 buy down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So it's plausible. So today, March 12th, 2024, if I'm a buyer, a first timer, and I'm sitting on the fence because I think I need rates to come down, first of all, it looks like they're not going to fall as dramatically as was predicted. You know, at the beginning of the year or late last year, there was all this hopeful prognostication. Oh, it's just going to fall through the floor. And it just hasn't seemed to have done that. And inflation is still causing a problem. So now they're even talking about maybe they're not going to do the rate cuts, or if they are, not as many and not as soon, because inflation still showing a higher number than they anticipated. But if you were sitting on the fence, understand that right here, right now, with a little help from a seller, if you're a first time home buyer and you're going to get an FHA loan, it's completely plausible to get into the fives. It really is, which makes things much more affordable.
Absolutely. You know, that is the way to do it. And, you know, also if you're also looking around, you can also let you know that prices are not going down. There, I'm just not seeing it. And the demand, and people are like, oh, they'll never get that from the house. They are getting that from the house. And it's appraising. So we do see the upward swing. So it is a good time to buy. And, you know, there's something that you could do to make it affordable.
Yeah, exactly. And there's down payment assistance available, stuff like that. There's still, CalHAF is still a great down payment assistance program. Of course, we talked about the American Dream in a previous episode, the two of us. So you guys could look that up. We've talked about that, but just a straight CalHAF alone is still available. If you need some down payment assistance, you know, we get some seller credit in there. And the next thing you know, you're in a house, baby.
Oh, like I said, right now we have one that we just put into escrow, and he got a 5.49 permanent buy down. And also he got a 2-1 buy down. So his first year will be 3.49, the next year 4.49, and then for year 30 on after 5.49. Now, like I said, I don't know what that would happen to be today, but they can call you up and hopefully they can get something like the same deal.
Yes.
Especially conventionals all the way up to 766. So
that's right. Yeah.
For Solano County, that's a great home.
It really is. The loan amounts have really jumped up, and gosh, you know, I'm dating myself, Janice, but golly, I think when I first got in the business, the max conforming loan was like, I'm not kidding. I think it was like $89,000 or something like that.
I would want to say, I remember when I first got in, you were able to take a home subject to, that's a whole nother ball.
That's
wax.
A whole nother story. Right. But I remember that as well. Yeah, exactly.
So ugly then. I mean, it was nothing to have a rate on your first home of 13%.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember. A good friend of mine he's retired from the mortgage business now, but he used to kid around. He says, man, when I got into the business, and it was back in the 80s, you know, he says, we did the 2020.
Yeah.
What's the 2020? He said 20% and 20 points. Oh my gosh.
It was crazy. You know,
so how's that make things look?
Signing that first mortgage and thinking, oh my God, how am I ever going to afford this $420?
I know. Well, things are different. Certainly a lot different. There was another thing we wanted to touch on today too, was there, you know, with respect to down payment assistance, was grant programs. People have hit me up about that. And there's a federal grant program that is out there for FHA. I just want to let everybody know. And the neat thing about the federal grant program is it goes in conjunction with an FHA loan. And they give you the 3.5% down. Mm-hmm. But the neat thing with the grant, Janice, is that once the loan is closed, as soon as it's closed, it's completely forgiven. So it just goes away. Yeah. It's free money. It's free literally money. Free money. Right. Mm-hmm. And the only perceived, you know, con to that program is it is going to come at a little bit higher rate, right? So you may get a rate, you know, in the 7 range, maybe high 6s, low 7s for that product. But the good news is that oftentimes when you're getting down payment assistance, the down payment comes in the form of what we call a silent second or something along those lines, where the money's still owed. And yes. And then if 6 months from now you want to do a FHA streamline refinance, that second mortgage can become an issue because it's going to need to be paid off. And there might not be enough value in the home to cover everything. If you're trying to do that refinance, just, you know, like 6, 7, 8 months from now, the house might not have had enough time to appreciate enough to cover that silent second that now needs to be paid off. But with the grant program, it doesn't exist. So right. You could do an FHA streamline refi without any hassles. It's like, yeah, there's really no qualifying, very little. And, you know, so even though you get in a little bit higher rate, the money's forgiven, and then you could always refi 6, 7, 8 months, you know, if rates get to the point where it seems plausible for you without any issues. You know?
Yeah. I do really truly believe if history repeats itself, which it usually does, towards the end of the year, the rates may come down. But then when that happens, a lot of times, especially with the low inventory, then you're having to overbid. So that's why I prefer this time versus later in the year when the rates are lower, because you're having to compete against, you know, 6 or 7 other buyers. Mm. So in my opinion, you know, you're buying a house today knowing you're going to have to refinance, but even though it's not available today, it will be available, you know, within the rates will come down, because that's just the history. It's all when you buy and when you sell.
Yeah.
But to make a plan for the next 2 or 3 years, so that way you can just go ahead and get it done whenever it's convenient. And a lot of times you can streamline.
Yep. Streamline. Yeah. FHA streamlines are super easy. It's basically just name, phone number approved. You know, it's a pretty simple process.
Absolutely.
I was kidding, of course. So don't anybody call me and say, you said it was just name, phone number, email. Okay. So, but it is very limited, very limited. It's very easy. It is streamlined. So Janice, what's the best way for someone to reach out to you if they feel like they do want to go ahead and get started? What's the best way?
My cell, 707-372-2188.
Okay. So call Janice Jackson, 707-372-2188. That's 707-372-2188. Start with her, because you know what? Homes are a lot more fun to talk about than loans. They really are.
Yes.
So get excited with a home, and then Janice will point you over to my direction, and we'll make sure we can take care of you on the loan. So I think that sounds fair. What about you, Janice?
I think that's absolutely the best idea you've had all
right. Maybe all week.
All week.
But it's only Tuesday. But you know what? So far, best idea.
Exactly. All right.
Good enough. Thanks, Janice, for being here.
Thank you, Frank, for having me.
You bet. And for the rest of you, thanks for tuning in, and just reach out to Janice, and then tune in to us next time here on the Find Something to Stay podcast. Catch you all later.